This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Welcome to Monday, another week here in Trump land. More exciting action going on, lots and lots of things. Trump teases imminent national security emergency declaration to fund the border wall. Whose idea was that, Wayne Allyn Root? Thank you very much. I'm the baby daddy. I'm the baby daddy of the national emergency declaration to fund the border wall. I'm the guy who wrote it up. In November, sent it to the president, had it hand-delivered to the president. He started talking about it soon thereafter. It's my baby. President Trump has been dropping hints all weekend. He's about to declare a national emergency to fund his long-promised border wall after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has refused to budge on a compromise. With just 11 days to go until stopgap government funding expires and another partial government shutdown ostensibly would begin, Trump has called negotiations a waste of time and that people should listen closely to a state of the address on Tuesday. Now, I was on the phone, not on the phone, on the camera, with a live interview with Bill O'Reilly earlier today that airs on my show tonight. Bill was actually on Air Force One with President Trump flying down to Florida this weekend. So I guess he took the Air Force One from Washington to Florida with the president. Had a chance to spend the whole flight with President Trump, and then I guess spent some time with him in Mar-a-Lago as well. You'll hear more about that in hour number three right here on USA Radio. And, of course, on Newsmax TV, Bill O'Reilly with President Trump. He seems to think at this point it's a fait accompli. There will be a national security emergency, but it will be on February 15th on that deadline day. He doesn't think it will be announced tonight. He'll wait for the deadline, but he'll announce tonight that if we don't cut a deal by the deadline, I will absolutely do that. When asked Friday if he's likely to declare a national emergency, Trump said, I think there's a good chance we'll do that, but we will at the same time be building, regardless, building a wall. We're building a lot of wall, but I can do it faster the other way. Trump then suggested that people tune in Tuesday. Well, I'm saying listen closely to the State of the Union. I think you'll find it very exciting. I'll continue to build the wall. We'll get the wall finished. Now, whether or not I declare a national emergency, that you'll see. During an appearance on CBS Face the Nation, Trump continued to make the case for overriding Pelosi. It's national emergency. It's other things. You know there have been plenty of national emergencies called. White House aides, meanwhile, have said Trump will use the State of the Union to implore Congress to move forward on issues including immigration and bridge old divisions. Bill O'Reilly said he was on Air Force One and shared with me that he actually read the speech. And he said most of it is going to be about uniting the nation and how great the economy is and everyone needs to stop fighting and get along because things are going well. And, of course, I'm the guy Friday who wrote the commentary, Trump rules. Trump just got reelected because of the economic news out Friday, which was fantastic. And Trump's done a great job. And I don't know how you could fight over this. The Democrats are nutty. Now, Trump's been personally warned if he declares a national emergency, anyone in Congress could and inevitably would challenge it by calling for a vote to overturn his decision and lead to court challenges. Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama, who, by the way, is a rhino, chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee, said Sunday on CNN that while Trump has the power to declare an emergency, it would likely have to be decided by the courts. A CBS News poll released Sunday found two-thirds of Americans oppose Trump declaring a national emergency in order to get the wall built, and most survey respondents, 73%, said they want Trump to continue negotiating while the government is open. You know, the American people are so confused. They have no idea what they're doing. Congress will not give in. And if Congress won't give in, Trump has no other way to get the wall. You just got to do it. Democrats worry that Ralph Northam, the governor of Virginia, could derail using race against Trump in 2020. Of course they do. I've said all weekend long, if you followed my Twitter, which is at Real Wayne Root, all weekend long, I have ripped this guy to shreds and ripped the Democratic Party to shreds and said they've got to abandon him. First of all, he's a clueless idiot, right? A clueless idiot. So, you know, I couldn't care less. Let him go. Let him resign or fire him or impeach him or throw him in prison. I really don't care. At this point, the Democratic Party wants to imprison anybody who doesn't agree with them on anything. Anyone who's ever done anything in third grade should go to prison or be impeached or forced to resign. The Democratic Party is just freaking nuts. But if you're going to apply those rules to Republicans, then you got to apply them to Democrats, too. They have weaponized the country. Everybody's got to lose their job now because of something you did in third grade or high school or college or 12 years ago. One picture, one lousy picture, and you got to lose everything you got. Your political career is over. So they've weaponized everything. They're crazy. They're nuts. I disagree with it all. For instance, you did something stupid in college or high school or medical school. Does that mean you can't be a governor? You can't be a senator? You don't have any brains now? They all went out the window because 30 years ago you did something stupid? It's dumb. But having said that, the rules should be applied equally to both sides. So, you know, it's time to end the careers of Democrats, too. It's time to end the career of women. It's time to end the career of blacks. You mean you don't think black people ever did anything stupid 30 years ago? I don't know. I went to an all-black high school. I remember lots of people doing lots of stupid things. Not me. You'll never catch Wayne Rue. You know why? Never drank in my entire life. Not a drink. Not never been drunk. I've never had a drink in my life. Never done a drug in my life. Never smoked a cigarette in my life. You think I got any old videos of saying stupid things? Nope. Think I got any old pictures of saying stupid things? Nope. Never did any dumb in my life. Never put my hands on a woman's breast in a picture of my life. Never been in a photo with a drink in my hand in my life. Never smoked pots. I've never been in a picture with pot in my life or any other drug. So I got nothing to worry about. So go ahead and weaponize. Go ahead. Take down everyone who ever did something stupid in high school or college. You're going to find a lot of people. Because everyone I ever went to high school and college with drank a lot. The only guy who didn't drink was Wayne Root. The only one ever in high school or college that didn't drink was me. So everybody else has something to worry about. Let he who lives in a glass house cast the first stone, you know? You actually believe that you are clean. And I think all of you are kidding yourselves. Nobody's clean. Almost nobody's clean. Wayne Root's clean. Heck, the IRS went after me for 4 years and couldn't find anything. So I'm damn clean. But there's a lot of people that can never run for political office because of a picture they took at a party while they were drunk 30 years ago. It's ridiculous. But this guy's got to go. First of all, he's so dumb he's got to go. Who in their right mind would put a picture in a yearbook of a guy in a KKK hat, helmet, whatever the hell you want to call it, hood. There you go, hood. KKK hood. Who in their right mind would do that? And then in the press conference say, well, you know, it wasn't me in that picture. I've changed my mind. I thought it was me in either the blackface or the hood, but it wasn't me. But I once did a moon dance dressed as Michael Jackson. I wore blackface. And if you want to, I'll do the Michael Jackson moon dance for you. I swear to God, he said that at the press conference. And his wife was standing next to him, and his wife said, no, 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 no. And she stopped him from doing it. Can you imagine if this old white man had just done a moon dance in a press conference as the governor of Virginia to deny he's a racist, but to admit he wore blackface as Michael Jackson, and now he's moon dancing? So he's so dumb, he deserves to be fired or forced to resign. Impeached. Whatever words you want to use to get rid of him, he's an idiot. But listen to the guy behind him. See, the lieutenant governor is black. His name is Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax. And the Washington Post says that he committed major sexual assault and publishes graphic details 15 years ago. Justin Fairfax, Lieutenant Governor, issues a denial to an allegation of sexual assault that surfaced there for 15 years. See, they're all coming out of the closets. The Democratic Party is a bunch of racist and sexual assaulters who spend their whole life throwing stones while they live in glass houses. And I got news for them. There are virtually no Republicans that don't have something to haunt them in their closet, and there's no Democrats that don't have something to haunt them in their closet. So maybe you ought to pull back from this nuclear annihilation because you're going to kill each other. Because there's going to be nobody left who could run for political office who's never in his whole life made a mistake or done anything wrong. But, you know, I know how liberals think. I guess we should just run black, lesbian, and transsexual women. You know, I mean, because they'll say they've never done anything wrong. It's all out of the closet, right? Nothing's in the closet. It's all out of the closet. I'm transsexual. I'm lesbian. I'm black. Never done anything wrong in my life, according to them. That was what I learned 15 years ago. I was in shock, right? 18 years ago. And 19 years ago, excuse me, in the year 2000. I traveled to Harvard Law School, and I gave a speech in front of Harvard Law School in a debate about online gambling. And I sat there thinking I was among liberals, and I'd be treated as a hero. Because I said, online gambling, man, I'm actually liberal on this topic. Let people do what they want in their own bedrooms. You wouldn't ban Playboy magazine, would you? Women naked? You're not going to ban that. Why would you ban gambling online? And the whole room was females at Harvard Law School. They're all the lawyers are females. And they're all, most of them were lesbian. And the audience wanted to throw stones at me. And I said, huh? You're booing me? Because I said, you don't want to ban Playboy. We believe in freedom, I assume, in Harvard Law School. What you do in the bedroom is your business. And all the women in the room, most of whom look like lesbians, many of whom told me they were lesbians, said, no, we do want to ban Playboy. And I said, what? What do you mean you want to ban Playboy? Women aren't allowed to be naked? Men can't look at naked women? No. No, pornography leads, they said. This every woman in the room was nodding their head. Pornography leads to violence against women. So I said, so you're going to ban pornography? It's not allowed to be Playboy penthouse on the newsstands anymore. And they said, well, you could have gay pornography. You could have lesbian pornography. I said, why is that? Oh, because women don't commit violence against women after they watch lesbian pornography. This is the thinking of the geniuses at Harvard Law School. So you're only allowed to have lesbian pornography. Men can't have fun anymore in the United States of America. Only women, but it's not women, it's lesbian women. And I'm sure transsexual women. That's okay. So every single man is the enemy of liberals, liberal feminists. Men are all bad. Everything leads to violence against women. Me too, me too, me too. Craziest times in the history of mankind. I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle for the retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Hey everyone, Carrie here. For years, you've heard my husband, Ken.
Hello, Radioland.
Explain how IncomeStore is the place for your next revenue stream. Not to date ourselves, but Ken and I have been helping individuals and businesses grow their revenue since before the internet was even a thing. We've heard countless stories as to why people look to increase their revenue.
Some stories make us laugh, some make us cry.
These stories, combined with our own, have motivated Ken and I to dedicate our lives to help people, as Ken says, who need a revenue shot in the backside.
Whether you want to just learn how or simply put, you need to generate revenue today. Our mission is to serve both.
Our worldwide staff of over 150 help to create amazing resources, our most famous being the iTunes podcast.
Today's growth. You got to check out episode 383. It's truly amazing.
And both Inc. and Forbes have shared that when it comes to generating revenue, IncomeStore is a can't miss. To grow your revenue today, check out IncomeStore.com.
That's IncomeStore.com.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Hey, Chris, how does this sound? It sounds a little different in my ears. My voice, the same as always? Is it booming or is it a little muffled? I don't know. Oh, okay, all right. It just sounded different to me, so I just wanted to make sure if it's up high enough or not, so... Okay. It started already, by the way. There's already an NFL player who's saying that he doesn't want to go to the White House, so one of the New England Patriots. These guys are so dumb. I swear to God, it's unbelievable how dumb these players are. What's Donald Trump ever done to you other than created the lowest black unemployment in the history of the United States of America? What has he ever done to you? The answer is nothing. Zero. Nothing, as Sergeant Schultz would say. Nothing. Patriots won the Super Bowl 13-3, the worst game I've ever seen in my life, by the way. Not the worst Super Bowl, just the worst game I've ever seen. Just a horrible, boring game, nothing happening, dumb playbook by the Rams coach, horrible. Terrible officiating again, I saw so many bad calls. And now Patriots safety Duron Harmon, oh, and by the way, let me mention it before I forget, the worst halftime show in the history of God's earth. I mean, you got to be kidding me. That was such a bad halftime show. Horrible, horrible, horrible. I mean, just ridiculous. The guy from Maroon 5, Adam Levine, taking his shirt off, 6,000 tattoos all over his body. And he sucked all night. I mean, he was awful. I'm a guy who loves passion. I'm a guy who loves energy. Show me a singer, right? I don't like black rap, but if you had a black rapper with amazing energy and passion, Wayne Root passion like this, if you could sing like this, I like you. Adam Levine was boring. His singing was like he was just, I just smoked marijuana. And he was low energy, man. He was like Jeb Bush. Adam Levine is the Jeb Bush of singing. And then they brought on some rapper dude, some big, giant African-American guy in a fur coat riding in a convertible, looked like an idiot. And then they brought in another rapper guy who had lyrics so disgusting they had to censor them before the game. And this is their halftime choice. And I just sat there going, almost everybody who loves football is a guy over the age of 30 or over the age of 40 or over the age of 50 or over the age of 60. You got the wrong audience to play the crap you're playing. I know you want to attract young people, but that's not who the audience is. And even if they are young, I don't think the audience is 18-year-olds. I think the audience is 30 and 40 and 50-year-olds. And the 30-year-olds are on the young side, right? But they don't listen to black rappers. They may like Adam Levine, but I didn't appreciate him taking his shirt off and having 6,000 tattoos all over his body, semi-naked from the belt up. Just the whole thing was stupid. He thinks he's a stripper on the halftime show of the Super Bowl. And it's just the whole thing was dumb. And so now you have a boring, low-scoring game, horrible halftime, and now post-game, Patriot safety Juron Harmon snubbed President Trump and praised Barack Obama. He told TMZ Sunday night he will not be going to the White House with his teammates, or the team will be honored by President Trump. Nah, man, they don't want me in the White House, man. I'm just quoting. TMZ reported then brought up the Golden State Warriors who went to visit Obama after they won. And he said, hey, man, that would be dope, man. Hey, Obama, man, come holler at me, man. We love you over here, man. Folks, Barack Obama produced the worst economy in history and therefore the worst economy for black people since the Great Depression. And Trump has created the best economy in 40 years and the best economy for black people in history, as in ever, 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 ever. Best economy ever for black people. And you got black people who hate his guts. Now, I can't talk because I'm Jewish. And Trump has been the greatest president for Jews in the history of the world. Ever, 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 ever. Greatest president to Israel. Greatest president to the Jewish people. He is a saint. He should be Saint Trump to the Jewish people. Obama was an enemy of the Jewish people. He was hated. His popularity rating in Israel, Obama, was 3% at one point. Trump, on the other hand, has the highest popularity of any American president in the history of Israel. They're naming train stations after him, train stops after him, highways after him, and an entire soccer team and parks after him in Israel. And the Jewish people of America hate Trump, and they call him a racist and an anti-Semite. Folks, Jewish people and black people both are out of their minds. They don't know what they're saying. They've been brainwashed by the media, and they don't even know how to look at the truth anymore. Trump is great to Jews, and he's great to black people, and he's great to the economy for everyone. How you can hate him or refuse to show up at the White House because you disagree with his politics? I hated Obama, but I never wanted him assassinated. And I never, if I'd been on a winning championship team, would have thought to not go to the White House. Even though I have the different politics to him. He's the president of the United States. Who in their right mind would not go to the White House? Because he hates black people? Why? Because the unemployment's the lowest ever of black people? Confusing. You don't know what you're saying or doing, man.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
War now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says the apology he made on Friday was premature. In his med school yearbook, a photo of two people wearing racist clothing was said to be him. He now claims he was not either of the people pictured. a person in blackface, and a person wearing a Ku Klux Klan uniform. Northam now says he did once dress up like Michael Jackson for a dance contest back in 1984.
I had the shoes, I had a glove, and I used just a little bit of shoe polish to put under my or on my cheeks. And the reason I used a very little bit is because I don't know if anybody's ever tried that, but you cannot get shoe polish off.
Leaders of both parties have repeatedly urged him to resign, saying that he now has lost the public's trust. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is War Now, the
Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, I was so into my ranting in segment one and two, I never actually opened the show. So I've got to do a little station identification here to open the show. You're listening to Wayne Allyn Root, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. You're a relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, blue-collar son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, and American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old US of A. A war, meaning a Wayne Allyn Root like this, in the good old US of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kisser, not an ass kicker. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. That's how we save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, our U.S. Constitution, Judeo-Christian values, and our beloved GOP. This show comes to you from Las Vegas and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. It's the most caller-friendly show in America. You can call me at any time, 833-WAR-TALK, but we specialize in that hour number three. Love taking callers from all over the country, all 50 states, in hour number three, which is 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, 833-WAR-TALK. All right, let's grab our guest, because it's the only segment we could really do this, because the Super Bowl was just yesterday, hours ago, right? Less than 24 hours ago, and we wanted to discuss the Super Bowl on a political show for this one topic. Because I have always said that football, because I was a football player, I was a good football player, damn good one, was recruited for Columbia University, but did not play there, chose not to. And they were winless in 4 years at Columbia. I thought I'd get myself killed. And so I never played at Columbia, but I scrimmaged with the football team and scored 6 touchdowns in one scrimmage. Not bad for a 5'9" Jewish kid. Kind of reminds me of my style of play was Julian Edelman. And so, and by the way, Edelman became yesterday the first Jewish Super Bowl MVP in the history of the NFL. Amazing. He just guaranteed himself a lifetime of $25,000 appearances at bar mitzvahs. Good job, Julian. He's going to make millions on the bar mitzvah circuit for the rest of his life. We're here with Dr. John Hooper, mental health expert, chairman for Mainstream Mental Health, a nonprofit organization. The website's mainstreammentalhealth.org. I've always argued that football is about leadership. And if you can build a championship team or play for a championship team or lead a championship team, you could probably lead anything in the business world and become a champion there, too. So when I saw Dr. Hooper's article and interesting insights about championships and leadership, I thought it would be a good topic, you know, right, coming right out of the Super Bowl. So without further ado, Dr. John Hooper. Hey, John, how are you? You're on with Wayne Root.
I am amazing, Wayne. Thanks for having me on. Good intro. Thank you.
All right. So what is the psychology behind a championship team, and how does it apply to life?
You know, you were an athlete. I was an athlete. I played football in high school and attempted some in college and got injured and that kind of ended that. And then gone on in life and done other things. I'm now working on my third degree black belt. And what I find is when you go through these types of competitive sports, you're learning things that there's nowhere else that is quite like that, except for maybe a battlefield, because essentially that's what it is. I mean, football is a land acquisition game. Soccer is, all these different sports, these team sports. And leaders rise to the top, and you learn how to manage people in stressful situations, situations that feel life or death, even though it's a game. It's not the real battlefield. But you're learning coping techniques and strategies. Okay, you know, our plan is not working. How do we deal with that? Well, you don't just give up or keep running the same plan. You start making changes to your plan. And those are things that you have to learn through experience. I mean, somebody can say, hey, it's not working, change it, and then you just randomly change your plan without any kind of strategy behind it. And that's where those competitive sports shine. I mean, you have to be able to keep moving. I mean, whether, you know, you look at the Patriots and, you know, they wait to see, okay, how does this team want me to beat them? And, you know, they start off with yesterday, it was a defensive game. So they're like, okay, we'll beat you with our defense. And other times this season, it's been an offensive game and they beat them with the offense and more specifically, sometimes passing versus running and like that. They modify themselves to fit their opponent. And that ability to change on the fly, yet stay within the boundaries of what they do well, those are things you can't really learn anywhere else but on a sports field. And you gotta love this. And we watch these sports teams, the NFL at any level, but especially at the Super Bowl, these guys are the top. They are their elite of their profession, of their athletic ability. And you get any 10 of them in the same position, and they're within a half a step of each other. And one mental faux pas, and they're a half a step behind the person in front, is now the third person or the last person in that 10, if you're not careful.
If I wanted to psychologically kind of analyze the Super Bowl, I'm shocked that Sean McVay really was horrible yesterday, the coach of the Rams. As usual, Belichick was great. He comes out after halftime. He always wins the second half of every game he's ever in. He won the second half 10-0. It was late, but nonetheless 10-0,
right,
thereby winning the game 13-3. And I just got to say that McVay was horrible, because I kept screaming at the TV set that you can't leave your young quarterback back there, you know, taking on a pass rush like that. You gotta ease him up by handing off. And they
exactly.
never ran in most of the second half. They never ran. In the
Absolutely.
Fourth quarter, they never ran. So it's all about how you adjust to things, right, and make changes.
Exactly. And I'm going to tell you, I mean, he's the youngest coach to ever coach in the NFL at a Super Bowl level. And 33 years old. I think he's still pretty young. He's got a lot of room to grow. And his history says he's going to be that great coach someday if he learns to make those adjustments.
Well, he is a great coach. Look, he made the Super Bowl at 33, so that's
absolutely,
amazing. But
absolutely.
But he definitely got outmaneuvered by the old wise.
Oh, yeah.
No
yeah.
question. Hey, by the way, before I get to all this other stuff about leadership and who the greatest leaders in professional sports are, because I want all of that, but I got to ask you a slightly political question. I know you're not on here to talk politics, and I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. I don't care if you're a Republican or Democrat, none of that. This is Dr. John Hoover, by the way. I don't care about any of that. I just think I'm a big conservative, right? You know that.
Okay,
and
yeah.
if I was invited to the White House after winning the Super Bowl by Barack Obama, guess what I'd do? I'd go. I think it's a mental illness by these guys to say, oh, I don't want to go to the White House. Just because you disagree with the guy in the White House doesn't mean it's not the honor of a lifetime to be invited to the White House and have a photo at the White House underneath images of George Washington and Lincoln and FDR. Why on earth would anyone, liberal, make that decision to not go to the White House because you hate Trump? I don't get it.
Well, I'm gonna suggest that it has a lot to do with ignorance. And they're poorly educated in this whole spectrum of things. You know, if you look at it, Trump scares just about everybody in politics. He's not truly GOP. He's not liberal. He is a man who can't be bought. They can't dump money in his back pocket because he's got more than they do. And he's doing what he thinks is right for America. And that's what we've been saying since I've been aware of politics in the 70s. That's what we've been saying. All we want is somebody to go in there and do what they think is right, and, you know, we'll deal with the aftermath. And now somebody is, and, you know, he's getting beaten up, and the whole media is out there painting this picture of him being this somehow misogynist, evil person, yet we've had previous presidents who were definitely misogynist and have court records to show it.
Right.
And, you know, he just scares everybody because they feel like he's this unlit, you know, fuse that's going to go off at any time. And the reality of it is, I think the majority of American citizens sit back and they're finally feeling refreshed that somebody's doing and standing up for what they believe in, whether I believe it or not. And I think these teams are making mistakes by doing that.
Yeah, I mean, they can't. All they ever do is point out he's a liar, he's a liar, he's a liar, he said something as a lie. And I wrote a column the other day, and I said, it's the exact opposite. The only things that matter to me aren't whether he cheats on his wife 10 years before he reaches the White House. What matters to me is, did he tell the truth about his campaign promises? He said he was going to build a wall. He's trying. He said he'd lower taxes. He did. He said he'd lower taxes for corporations. He did. Everything he said he'd try and do, he's actually done. He's the opposite of a liar, and they can't take that, so they call him a liar. It's unbelievable.
Well, you can't prove a negative. So, you know, whether he's a misogynist or a bigot or a liar, you can't prove you're not something. So it's an easy, I mean, it's high school debate team maneuvering. It's so easy to go after that. And it basically says that they don't have the proof or the evidence to support their belief set. So we're just going to call you a name, and then you can't prove you're not that. And so you lose by default. And
my favorite shrink of all time.
It's a psychological ploy. Whether it's how the media has evolved and driven politics, and it's how especially the liberal campaigns are working today, and it's pretty scary because democracy is based on the ability to have open communication, and they start throwing out, oh, you can't say that, it's a trigger word. It's a trigger word. You need to grow up and learn how, you know, what I learned, sticks and stones break my bones, you know. Words I can learn to deal with.
That's what I say all the time. My father told me that. They make such a big deal on the left about words, and Trump's actions created this great economy and the lowest black unemployment in history, and all they can do is fester on his words. And it drives me crazy. Obama said nice words, and the economy sucked, and nobody had a job, and black people had the worst economy ever. Trump says offensive words, but he's created the lowest black unemployment ever. Which guy is the racist?
Absolutely.
Hey, hold on for a sec. We'll grab you in segment two. A quick ad break, John. Dr. John Hoover, his website's mainstreammentalhealth.org. I got a shrink that I like. That's wild, man. I like this guy. You're going to be the house shrink from now on, okay?
Awesome. Well, you can get me at drpsycho.org, too.
I need you badly. I need a house shrink. We'll come back to Dr. John Hoover in a minute. I'm sure most liberals would agree with that statement. Wayne Allyn Root, Warren Allyn. Hey, I'm like Trump. I just say whatever is on my mind on radio. I just tell the raw truth and nothing but the raw truth. We'll be right back. I need my shrink appointment.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, city hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, with all the health problems in the world today, you need Liberty Health Share. It is a Christian health sharing organization, and it is not health insurance, but it is the alternative to health insurance. I think it's the solution. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I'm a member. My kids are members. Would Wayne Root put his kids' lives and health in the hands of somebody who wasn't good? Let me tell you, this is my third year. They've done a great job for us. I saved $18,000 in year one. I saved $18,000 on my premiums in year two. I'll save $18,000 this year. That's $54,000 over 3 years. Could you use an extra $54,000? I had 3 doctor visits in December, my first 3 that I've gone to, and I don't know how long. I just decided to finally get them out of the way. I didn't think any of them would take Liberty. All 3 took Liberty, and there was no fee, not even a copay. I walked out without paying on all 3. That seems impossible. But they were considered wellness visits, and they pay for, I guess, 3 a year, and those are my 3. I'm shocked. Starts at $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com. You save a lot of money. Lightyourliberty.com. We're back with our guest, Dr. John Huber, mental health expert, chairman for Mainstream Mental Health, a nonprofit organization, website mainstreammentalhealth.org, and I understand he is based out of Austin, Texas area. Dr. John Huber, welcome to the show again.
Thank you to have me back.
So who would you consider to be some of the all-time greatest leaders in professional sports?
Oh, man, you know, I am a child of the 70s. I'm looking at Roger Staubach, Fran Tarkington, and whoever that guy is who used to play against the Cowboys for Pittsburgh Steelers that quarter.
Terry Bradshaw, yeah.
I didn't say it. I didn't say it.
By the way, you know what's funny? So you're a big Cowboy fan, is that right?
Oh, yeah. I grew up, I mean, some of my earliest memories, you know, sitting in front of the TV with my father, my grandparents, and watching the Cowboys play.
See, I knew I liked you. See how funny that is? So I'm a New York Jewish kid, right? And
yeah.
yet, I didn't grow up Giants, I didn't grow up Jets, I grew up Dallas Cowboys.
Really?
Loved the Cowboys in the day. I was 5 years old, and why did I love them? a guy named Roger Staubach. When I asked you that question, I didn't think you'd say Staubach. I was going to throw in, you got to count Roger Staubach right at the top of the greatest leaders of all time. He was amazing.
I think he is. I think he's the top.
And he's built a billion-dollar company in the real estate industry.
That's what I was going to say. And then he stepped out into the private world, and look what he's done there. It's amazing.
Amazing. But, you know, you also got a name, John Elway. John Elway was one of the
great
field generals of all time. If you can make it in sports, then you can make it as a leader, meaning a general manager of a football team. You could make it as an owner of a real estate company. You could go into stocks on Wall Street and make money. I think, you know, football, if you're a quarterback or a center or maybe the defensive play caller on the other side, those are the defensive leader, the captain of the defense. Those are the guys that I think are smart enough to go into business and bring that leadership with them and make it big in business, too. And that's why, you know, you don't see a lot of football players dominating business, but you see the quarterbacks and you see centers are really smart guys. And you often see, like, the captain of the team. So, really.
Well, cool. You know, and we think more along the entertainment line. But, like some of the wrestlers, Diamond Dallas Page is building an empire that is just amazing. The Rock.
In what industry?
Well, he's actually got this health and wellness thing he's doing right now, and he actually used yoga to get through all of his injuries that he was told he would never wrestle again, yet he would come back in 3 to 6 months. And, you know, yeah, it's choreographed, but it doesn't mean they're not hitting each other. I do martial arts, and we do choreographed demos, and I've cracked ribs and broken fingers and things like that. You're still hitting each other, you know.
I got it. All right, so last question of the day. Do you think individuals and teams that dare to achieve greatness might actually be considered slightly mentally unbalanced because attaining greatness often means defying the odds at every conceivable measure? So you're kind of nuts if everyone says no to you and you just keep going and coming at it and assuming the no doesn't matter. Is that just a little bit nutty?
Well, you know, misery loves company. So people who don't think they can do that, they want to bring everybody else down, first of all. Second of all, statistically speaking, they are so unique in their field, being winners, that they are, statistically deviant. I'm statistically deviant. You know what? We have 25% of our country has a college degree. Well, less than 5% have 2 degrees. I have 4 degrees. So I'm statistically deviant. And, you know, everybody said, oh, nobody's going to want to talk to you. And yet, look what happens. I get on the air and I get called back again. I've been on 30 national television shows. You know, it's a miracle. But no, it's this mindset. I'm going to take this all the way, no matter what.
Well, that's, you know, I'm definitely one of those guys who might be mentally off, because my first book, I've written 12 books, and book number one was The Joy of Failure. I find great joy in failure because what you learn from it allows you to be successful. So I'm not afraid to fail because I'll come back bigger than ever. And my last book was The Power of Relentless, and that was really about, you know, building your life by overcoming the word no. It's the same philosophy again and again, you know? You got to overcome the critics. Got to overcome the critics. Dr. John Hooper, his website is mainstreammentalhealth.org, and when I need a good shrink, I'm coming to Austin, my friend.
Come on down.
Thank you, John. Love the Dallas Cowboys. Go Boys. Go Boys.
All right.
John. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, coming up at hour number 3, Newsmax TV, Channel 349 DirecTV, Channel 216 Dish, and cable systems all over this country.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.